Workbook, page 126. Listening practice 4. A blind martial artist. You are going to listen to an interview with a blind martial artist. Listen and choose the correct answers.
Good afternoon. My name's Peter O'Donnell and this is Sport Today, our weekly programme about what's new in the world of sport. Today, we'll be talking to a very special young sportsman, Tim Brown. Tim has just won first place in the National Youth Karate Championships, which means he'll be representing Britain at the next International Karate Tournament in January, due to be held right here in Manchester. Tim, thank you for joining us today.
You're welcome, Peter. Thanks for inviting me.
First of all, congratulations on your win. That's something to be proud of for any sportsman, but particularly for you, because you've been blind since birth, isn't that right?
Well, not exactly. I was born with about 50% vision in my right eye, but when I was 3 years old, I lost that too. I'm completely blind now.
So how did you manage as a child? Did the other kids make life difficult for you?
Until I was 11, it was okay. We lived in a small village where everyone knew everyone else. The other kids were used to me. But then my father got a new job. We moved to a town and I started a new school. Most of the kids were okay, but unfortunately there were a few bullies. They thought it would be fun to put things in front of me so I'd trip and fall. That was a very difficult time for me. But it wasn't just the kids that upset me. It was the school administration too. They didn't let me take part in any of the sports activities. They said it would be too dangerous. They thought I'd get hurt, and they didn't want to have that responsibility.
How did you feel about that?
Miserable, and angry with everyone. I was angry at my parents for moving, and angry with the other kids and the teachers. Luckily, my sister Emma came to my rescue.
What did she do?
Emma had already been learning karate for a couple of years, and she suggested I take it up too. I thought she was crazy. How could I do karate if I couldn't see? Emma called all the karate teachers she knew, but they all refused to take me. Luckily, she wouldn't take no for an answer, and eventually, she found a young teacher, Rob, who said I could join his beginner's class. He admitted he'd never had a student like me before, but he was prepared to give it a try.
How did Rob teach you?
It was difficult at first. We tried different ways of doing things. I couldn't just copy his moves like the other students. So Rob would take my arms and legs and move them to show me what to do. After a while, I learned to move without help. Rob was very patient and the other students in the class helped too. There were times I wanted to give up, but I felt it wasn't fair to Rob and his students, who were helping me so much.
What are people's reactions today when they find out that you do karate?
Oh, they say things like, "That's amazing." I tell them it's not amazing, it's just hard work. They also say, "I couldn't do that if I were blind."
What do you tell them?
I always say the same thing. Of course you would. You just learned the skills you needed. Never say I couldn't do that.
Looking ahead, Tim, where do you see yourself 10 years from now?
My dream is to work as a sports teacher for blind children. I want to teach them that they can do sport just like everyone else. Blind children need to know they can do whatever seeing children do. Ride a bike, ski, anything. It's terrible to let blindness stop you doing something that you really want to do.
Thank you, Tim. I'm going to remember what you said whenever I feel something is too difficult for me. Thanks once again for talking to us. I'm sure we'll be hearing about you in the future. And now for the weather forecast.